Hey, this is James Smith, owner of Dance Studio 18, out here. I just got out the club of Barfly, and I'm here with Jacqueline, and she is a dancer who's been dancing for a long time. She's danced with me, she's danced with a lot of other people, and you know what? We're out here talking about aggressive leaders. If you're too aggressive, you can actually cause a lot of damage to ladies out here who are actually just trying to have some fun. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's a time and place to try to teach. There's a time and place to try to be like over impressive, like you're trying to impress somebody. You know, there's a time and place for everything. But if you're out here and you're a leader and you're trying to turn the girl and you're doing too much aggressiveness and you're trying to, like, you know, force her to do things that she's not ready for, especially if she's a beginner, you can do a lot of damage. Now, this is Jacqueline. You had a lot of damage done to your shoulder, right?
Yes, I did.
What happened?
Well, apparently the guy had too much to drink, and he wasn't wearing the proper shoes, and he was taking much too big steps, and I had a hard time following him, and he was quite aggressive. The song was pretty fast, and so he turned me way too hard, too aggressive, and my shoulder just tore back. It went all the way back, and I felt this tear.
Your shoulder did?
My shoulder.
What shoulder?
My left shoulder.
Your left shoulder.
So I ended up having two tears in my rotator cuff, and it was quite painful.
My God.
Yes.
You had some major damage done.
Major damage.
Okay.
So
this was just from like a basic turn he was doing or something?
I don't remember, but I just remember it was just like a very fast song, and he did turn me, and he pulled my arm back too far, and I just felt this excruciating pain.
Man.
Right afterwards.
It doesn't even take that long for the ladies to feel the effect of a bad leading. And it does go both ways. Like, if you're a follower and you're pulling too hard on the leader, you can cause damage to him as well. But we're out here mainly talking about leaders right now. So how long did it take for you to recover from that injury?
It took over a year.
It took over a year. And I'm going to tell you what. Like, I've danced with this lady quite a bit. And, like, when she comes out here, I know that she's out here. And I haven't seen her out here in a long time. When's the last time you went out to Barfly?
Geez, over a year.
Over a year. Yes. So, basically, you've had over a year of trying to recover.
Right.
And you finally felt like tonight was the night that you could come back.
Yes, yes.
Like, you're 100% tonight, or you're like, are you 80, 85%, or
I'd
what?
I'd say about 95%.
You're about 95%,
yes.
So you're still doing some recovery.
I'm still doing some recovery, a lot of yoga, a lot of stretching. I avoided the surgery, but I had physical therapy. I had acupuncture, I had massage. I even had chiropractor work.
So you had massages, you had physical therapy, you had chiropractic work,
yes.
And after a year from this guy just trying to do some basic, it was like a basic turn, or was it like a hard turn, or what was it?
It was a hard turn.
Okay.
It was a hard turn. It was a very fast song.
And was it something that he was trying to force, or was it something that you felt like you were ready for, or what was going on?
He forced it.
He forced it.
Yes.
Okay. So what is your tip to leaders who are out here trying to dance with ladies like yourself, beautiful women who are, you know, just trying to have fun, but the guys come out here, they learn a little salsa, they learn a little steps, and they come out here trying to impress. I mean, would you rather a guy do some basic movements with you and just have fun, or would you rather a guy come out here and try to impress you and, like, really try to, like, you know, he hurts you, right?
Right. My advice would be to start slowly, get to know your partner, and do the basics in the beginning, and get to know your partner, feel your partner, and definitely know your body mechanics. Know your partner's body mechanics, go slow, and then when you see that partner shows a lot of confidence and has good technique, then you can step it up. And most importantly, it's really important to take lessons, learn good technique from a good instructor.
You've invested into lessons before. You've taken some time to learn this craft.
Oh, definitely.
You've even come to me before and taken taken time to learn this craft. So you take it serious and for fun at the same time.
Yes. It is very, very important to take good dance lessons.
Right, because good dance lessons prevent stuff like this, right? Bad dance lessons, if there are any, will cause injury.
Yes.
So, I'm glad you're back, seriously.
Thank you.
I haven't seen you in a while, so,
it's
but you're not performing anymore right now.
No, I'm not going to perform for a little while until I know I'm absolutely recovered and I have to get back into shape and start trusting people again.
So this guy, who was he a stranger or was he just some guy you kind of know? Or
he was actually someone I know.
Okay.
And
did he know the injury that he caused? Did you end up letting him know about?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, you should probably let him know. Just so, hey, James told me to let you know that you hurt me. Okay, don't do that again, Claire.
I think I will.
Okay, might as well let him know because he's gonna do it to somebody else if you don't know, because he's just gonna go out. He's who he is, right? So he's gonna think, I'm the man, I'm gonna turn this girl, she's not ready for it, but I'm a great leader, I'm gonna go ahead and make this work. That's what a lot of leaders have. That's what happens. A lot of leaders, they think they're awesome, they have a few lessons.
Yes.
I'm gonna teach this girl something. Right, and then they try to force something, and then you're the one on the bad end of the stick. So
right.
So you're encouraging to get leaders to take lessons.
Yes, definitely.
Would you encourage them to try to teach ladies on the floor?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think it's really crucial for a good dancer to begin with good lessons.
Good lessons. So I'm talking about if there's a leader on the floor, right?
Uh-huh.
He's asking you to dance. Some random guy, you may not know him. Would you recommend that leader to try to teach you on the social dance floor?
Have them teach me if they haven't taken any lessons?
Well, no, if they have taken lessons, say you're kind of intermediate, but beginner, intermediate, something like that. Mm-hmm. Would you recommend a non-professional dance instructor to teach you how to dance on the social dance floor?
That is a good question. I would say no.
Okay,
no.
I was hoping for a no. Why? Why would you say it's not the right time and place for an unprofessional dancer to try to do things that the lady may not be ready for?
Well, because you can get injured. If someone's teaching bad technique and they're passing it on to another person, then people get hurt.
And you're a perfect example.
Absolutely.
And it took over a year for this lovely lady to get back on the dance floor. And I'll be honest, I'm not even the one that hurt her, but I haven't seen her out here in a long time. And every once in a while, people cross my mind because I come out here and I know the social dancers. I know the people who are passionate about this. And people just cross your mind. I haven't seen this person in a while. And the fact that I saw her tonight was really cool. She was able to express some of her thoughts and everything like that and her experience. And I want the people who are listening to this podcast, if you're not a professional dancer, and even if you're a professional dancer, don't come out here trying to impress the world. Just come in and dance. One of my experiences was I went and danced with somebody years ago, right? And I was trying to do all these tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, hey, stop doing all these tricks. Just dance. Just dance.
Right.
We're social dancing. It's nothing that important. We're not trying to impress. We're not trying to compete or anything like that.
Right.
Right. So, guys, come out here. Just dance. Don't try to impress the ladies. Don't overturn the ladies. Don't try to yank their arms around because you think you know something that you don't. Even if you do know it, if they don't know it, they're not ready for it. And if your lead is bad, your lead is bad.
Right.
Right?
Safety first.
Safety first.
Safety first.
Took you over a year. That's amazing. You're finally back.
Yes. It was costly.
You look great, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much.
I don't care whether you think you've gained weight or not. Bam! Work it, girl. Okay?
Thank you, James.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. All right. Well, that's the end of the podcast. I just really want you guys to pay attention to what we're saying out here.
Mm-hmm.
Leaders and followers. I'm going to tell you, it goes both ways. If you're a follower, because I've had followers kind of pull me on my back. They're just doing too much.
Mm.
And it's it's not working for me. I've had to tell them, you're pulling on me too much. And then my back's tweaking. I just worked my back out today. I don't want it to be thrown out because I got to dance the rest of my life. A back injury can put you out for days.
Exactly.
You had a soldier injury, for real.
James, right?
It is.
Okay.
Hey, I'm
you
in the...
you see Krista over there?
I do. I'm going to say hi to her real quick.
What's your name?
I'm in the middle of a podcast. And I totally appreciate this because this is how podcasts work. So it's all good. So what's your name?
Jacqueline.
So we're out here. There's a social dancer came out there. A social dancer came out and said hi.
it. So would you come say hi to me?
I will, for sure.
Just polite.
I totally will.
Okay, as but soon we're about as we're, to go, so you should come say hi now.
As soon as I'm done with the podcast, I will totally...
What is your like, podcast about?
As soon as you leave, I can close it up.
What is your podcast about?
As soon as you leave, I can close this up. So,
what is it?
Can you it's, oh, my podcast. She yeah, wants to know what the podcast is. Okay, so this is how it works. We're out here.
What's your name?
I'm James. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Jasmine.
Yeah.
Jasmine.
Nice to meet you, Jasmine. Okay, so we're out here. We're trying to close this podcast up, but this is great. All right, thank you so much for...
Thank you, James.
For in, like you know, joining me on this podcast. You have a beautiful night, and hopefully, I see you soon.
Yes. Thank
okay.
You. Love you, James.
Love you too, girl. All right. All right. Bye. That was a 10-minute podcast, girl. Right.